3 years ago, I think I announced a loss of $450,000 just for the club on a turnover of about $1.6 million. And the trust at the time was also being kept alive by some benefactors and Jez's walks and all of those sort of things. So it was sort of more than double the turnover. And obviously the good fortune of the Man United match has helped, but the underlying thing is that we're break-even and expanding the operation.
Yeah, it's important to highlight that, isn't it, Dave? Because obviously the Man U game played a big part, but you had broken even prior to that. So even without that money, you were still on quite a firm footing.
Yeah, and it's and then what we've done is use the money to actually take the club forward. So whereas in the, you know, a lot of clubs, when they get a windfall, it really is just filling up or paying back people for keeping the club going. That wasn't the case. So, you know, a third of it has been locked away for hopefully when we get planning permission for a new stadium. And a third of it we've done with the work on the pitches and the main stand extension, dressing rooms and the training ground. So it's all investment in the future, which makes sure we're building on the foundations that are now pretty strong.
Is the club in rude health then? Is that fair to say, or is that over-egging it a bit?
It is. No, I think, yeah, there's a league meeting this week, and when I talk to other chairmen, they would love to swap with us because, as I say, increasing crowd, increasing the actual makeup of the crowd. There's far more youngsters and families coming along. I think we've sold 1,100 tickets to go to Stevenage on Saturday. So there's a buzz around the place, and you know, whether it's in the youth and community with people like James Cutting, whether it's in the shop with Gaz, there's a whole determination to keep improving and improving. And Sean's come in and he loves what we're doing as a club. It's not all separate silos. It's one club going forward together.
Yeah, tell me about your two new directors then, announced last night, and both chaps who carry a lot of weight in their respective fields.
Yeah, well, Christoph Locke is the Dean of the Judges Business School, which is expanding, and obviously he has key links with the universities, and is a great strategic thinker. And then with Steve Chamberlain, who was Finance Director at Sapura, is now the Director of Integration, he's come in as a Finance Director because as the club is growing, sort of 5 million turnover, we actually need someone of his calibre to come in and be the Finance Director.
It says something about where the club is, though, that you can attract these sorts of people to be on the board, doesn't it?
It does, it does. And it's you know, last night, I think there was about 80 shareholders turned up for the meeting, and I think we've got about 4,000 shareholders now. And so, you know, it's just a feeling of togetherness, and now we've been able to accelerate. You know, the club was kept going by volunteers and what CFU did and everything was absolutely paramount in keeping us going forward. And now we're in a position where we can, you know, grow the business, expand the work in the community and make such a difference to the people of Cambridgeshire.
Yeah, and the drive from yourself and everyone else at the club to get the ground now redeveloped is, well, it's still the focus, isn't it? It's been the focus for a while and it continues to be.
That is the one thing that we, you know, is a piece in the jigsaw, because a few years ago the planners sort of said you've got to demonstrate a need for a stadium, and 5,000 plus people demonstrate that need every home match. And, you know, we're struggling to find premises where we can do all our work in the community. So we need, you know, there is a need, and, you know, I can understand all the problems with Greenbelt and that, but, you know, the people of Cambridgeshire do need some recreational facilities as well, and the sporting village at Trumpington would be perfect and would help then the club move forward again and help us do ever more work in the community.